Thank you for a good job on the special. Good words in the song. I think many times that as I listen to the songs, not only the specials, but even as we're singing our regular congregational songs, there is such a message in those songs. And I often wonder about the writers as they wrote them, what experiences they were going through or what they had had experienced to cause them to write as they did. I want to use some scripture this morning. I'm going to jump around just a little bit with you, I guess, but out of the 10th chapter of the book of John, and I guess if I have a thought that I would want you to remember, it would be that I am the good shepherd. Now that would be the Lord speaking, not me. But I'm going to just start in and read from the very first verse in the 10th chapter. Verily, verily I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Now, I want to stop right there, and that's quite a bit of scripture, especially compared to what I normally read to you. I've got any more that I don't read that much, I guess, and so I'd probably rather them. I'm going to read maybe just a little more before I get through. But I want to stop right there and just talk for a few minutes about the shepherd and the sheep. And Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. You remember the psalmist David said, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. And that should be the case of each and every one of us this morning, is that hopefully we love the Lord because he first loved us. And that we, you've heard me say many times, we do know his voice. We know it whenever he is dealing with us, and when he speaks unto us through the Spirit, and he does that because he loves us and he cares for us, and I've been reading a little bit about the sheep and the shepherds, and I couldn't help but think about David, and you know, he certainly, when he wrote and said the Lord is my shepherd, would have known the role of a shepherd, having been a little shepherd boy himself. And I thought about the time that he had gone out, his father had sent him out to check on his brothers who were in the military at the time. And his father had sent him up to see how they were getting along. And when he got up there, it was very upsetting to his brothers that David had come up there. And the reason they were upset was not that he had come to see about their well-being, but they weren't doing what they should have been doing. They weren't performing as they should have been performing. And so when David came up there, he did nothing except create a problem for them. As a pastor, we are considered to be under-shepherds. And effectively, you know, we have a responsibility. I have a responsibility as a pastor of the church for the care and the well-being of this flock. And I do care about this church, and I care about you as a people, and I love you as a people. And I've learned over the years that, you know, we are very similar to the sheep that the young shepherd boy David was familiar with, that shepherds in those days were familiar with. Now, let me preface some of my remarks here by saying I never was a shepherd in the sense of raising sheep. We raised a lot of hogs. We raised some cattle. But we only one time in my life do I remember having one sheep, and that was a pet sheep, and it was the biggest nuisance you could have because it was truly a pet. So I'm not going to stand up here this morning and tell you I'm an expert either about being a shepherd or being a sheep. I can probably tell you more about being a sheep because I am one of the Lord's sheep, and I'm familiar with some of the things that are involved in that. And first of all, you know, one of the things that is natural about a sheep is that they are by nature wanderers. They have a tendency to wander off. And so the shepherd has a responsibility to watch after them. That's why when they're out there, the shepherd is always watching about his flock, and he's caring for them. And he has to watch because they'll have a tendency to wander off, and he has to go and get them and bring them back. You remember Jesus spoke about this on different occasions while he was here. And certainly we need to understand that's one of the things that the Lord does is whenever we start to kind of wander off out here a little farther from him than we should, he has ways of bringing us back. He has ways of letting us know whenever that we're getting a little farther out there than we should be in. Doing so, we're going to get ourselves into trouble. We're going to encounter danger out there. And that's typically why the shepherd would go out there to see that those sheep stayed close to the flock, to the rest of the herd, to where that they could be looked after, or they could be seen. And so it was certainly something that David was familiar with. Anyway, when he got up there where his brothers were, they said, you know, what are you doing up here? You just come up here to create trouble. You're up here to be mischievous, and you come up here for no good cause. Who, you know, you're supposed to be down there taking care of the sheep. Well, the truth of the matter was David had already provided for that, you know, before he came up there to see about his brothers. It is so easy for people to want to know what the other person should be doing. And let me just tell you that, and y'all are no exception. I know you'd like to be, but we're not. We all, if we're not awful careful, get to thinking, well, now so-and-so needs to be doing this, or they need to be doing that. And quite honestly, what we need to be doing is looking to see if we're doing what we should be doing, if we're where we need to be, and we're conducting ourselves the way that would be pleasing unto the Lord. And if we do that, I can tell you from experience, it's a full-time job. Whenever that I look at myself, and whenever I begin to try to get myself in that flock, in that place that the Lord would have me, where he can watch me, then he's got enough for me to do that I don't have to be worrying too much about you. And obviously, you know, again, in my role as a pastor, I do have some responsibility to see after each one of you. And as I mentioned in my opening remarks this morning, you know, it seems like that our church here has more than its share of problems and hurts and people's lives. And it is important that we be supportive of one another. There is enough criticism out there in the world. There is enough people out there who are going to straighten your life out for you, that doesn't need to come from the church. It doesn't need to come from me as the pastor. It doesn't need to come from you as a member. Let the Lord take care of keeping our lives in order. And he can do that if we will allow him to. Jesus said, all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. And I want you to think about that. Whenever we get to the point to where that we're thinking we're pretty good people and we're doing a pretty good job and everything is going on, we just need to understand that we are very dependent upon him. And that we could be in the same situation as anyone else is, excepting for his grace and his goodness and his love. And so we need to be thankful for that. We need to be appreciative of that and say, Lord, I do love you, and that we've come to him. And he said, anybody that comes any other way excepting through me, that you know, they're nothing but a thief and a robber. I go back over in the Old Testament. I read once in a while where that one of the old prophets said to God's people, he said, you know, you've robbed me. And it's why, you know, wherein have we robbed you? We've not robbed you, Lord. You know, well, he said, I'll tell you where you've robbed me. You've robbed me in tithes and offerings. And sometimes, you know, the Lord looks at things totally different than we do. Now I'm not going to get off on tithes and offerings this morning. Please don't get alarmed here, because that's not my point this morning. But I want you to understand that in the eyes of the Lord, we are like sheep many times. I'm trying to think of the word, and I think the word is list, list sheep, L-I-S-T. I think that's the way it is. The sheep that gets up on his back, on their back, and they can't get turned back over. And if they're there for any amount of time, they'll die. Because what happens is, because they get on their backs and they can't get enough movement to get back over. And so the shepherd had to come along. He had to be watching for that. And they literally will die. They'll get so excited and they'll work so hard in trying to get back over one way or the other, and they can't do it. It's impossible for them to do it. Mama sheeps have a tendency to do that when they were pregnant. They get down, and if they get down in a little ditch or something and it gets them over balance and they get over on their back, then they can't get upright again. And so the shepherd had to come along, pick them up, and set them back up on their feet. And that's why the psalmist David could say, you know, he has lifted me up and placed my feet on solid rock. In another place, he was not in the 23rd Psalm. Now, that's not in there. But he said, the Lord is my shepherd. And so he is a good provider of us. He takes care of us. He watches over us. He loves us, each and every one of us. You know, Joyce was talking about saying that I love you, and we do need to do that. We need to say that more often. But we also need to remember that the Lord loves each one of us. And he cares about us, and he cares for us. Jesus said to his disciples here on this occasion, he said, all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. He said, I am the door, and by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. We are not all always going to stay in the straight and narrow. We should. We would like to. But there is always another force at work in the world today that is going to continue to work on us every single day of our lives. None of you are exempt. Some of you think you are, but you're not. And you may be the first one to fall. I may not see it. I may not see it. I hope I don't. But let me assure you that we are all subject to our faults and our failures. Paul in his writings said, you know, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. I don't know why I've got my notes up here, Karen. I haven't looked at one of them yet to use it. I've been looking at them, but I haven't read a thing off of it yet. So I guess probably just well put it away. Maybe there'll be something here pretty soon. But anyway, You know, we sometimes just need to understand that we do stray away from the Lord. The psalmist said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures." Sheep have to be led. They cannot be driven. Now think about that a minute. We have to be led. We all do. I have a responsibility as a pastor to do some leading of the church. We've laughed about it some, but there's a lot of truth in it. I said the first of the year, one of the things I've got to quit doing is being so bossy. And I do find myself being bossy. But in some respects, I have some responsibilities as a leader and as a pastor to take the role of leadership. And that sometimes is not always acceptable to everyone. And I know that. I've been in the business world for enough years to know that you can't please everyone. And I've certainly been in the ministry long enough to know you can't please everyone. Jesus Christ himself never pleased everyone, people. You ever think about that? He created probably for some people more problems than they'd ever had. But let me tell you something. He's the best there is. And if you'll follow him, you'll get along a lot better than anyone else. But, you know, again, you have to lead. You can't drive them. You can't drive them. I used to once in a while, I'd have an experience, something that happened in the church, maybe in the business meeting, whatever, and I'd be telling an aunt of mine, Aunt Ellen, Pat. Though you don't know, Pat and Shirley and I are all cousins. And so that's why sometimes I can get away more with Shirley than I can with other people. And that maybe before I can get away with Pat more. And this old boy sitting right here is as close to a brother as I'll ever have. And I want you to know that. I mean that. This old boy was the best man at our wedding. And we've traveled a lot of years together. But anyway, I lost my train of thought. What was I going to tell about Ellen? That's terrible.
Look at your notes.
Well, I guess, pardon? Yeah, look at my notes. It's not in my notes. Well, it must not mean anything. You all can't remember where I was at either, so. but you know, sometimes we just need to understand that we've got to, I know what it was. We've got to let the Lord lead us. And I'd be telling my aunt about something that happened in the church. She said, "Well, why don't you just do whatever she thought I should do?" I said, "Well, you can't do that. You can't do that. I'd like to sometimes, but you can't do that because you know what? Those people are all there voluntarily. You know, it's not like on the job. Used to, if I was the boss and one of the employees did something that wasn't right, I had the authority to correct them, and they could either like it and get it right, or they could leave. That's simple. Well, not that way in church. I can't do that. But there are some things in the Word of the Lord we have to understand. And certainly, Jesus is a perfect leader. We need to know that. We always need to listen and to follow him. Now, Jesus said to these disciples, "My sheep hear my voice. They know my voice, and another they will not follow." I was reading that one of the customs of the shepherds in those days was when they brought their herds in to the city of Ai, if they brought them in, and in many of the areas they did of Ai, that each one of those little foals of sheep recognized their master. And when their master called them by name, they came up to be checked over, to look to see if they'd picked up any parasites or if they'd gotten any wounds or anything had happened to them during the day, and they knew. Now, I thought that seems kind of strange, but I also can remember when we had old cows, and the little cows were all named, and you call the old cow, and they'd come in whenever they were called. Well, you know, Jesus said, "My sheep know my voice." Yeah, we know the voice of the Lord. We know when the Lord, and he calls us by our name. Whenever he's wanting to deal with Bill Allen, he's not speaking to Kent Parson about Bill Allen. He's speaking to Bill Allen about what he wants him to do. And when he wants something of me, he's speaking to me, just like he does to you. And we know his voice. We know his voice. Listen, I've got to quit. But Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I will give unto them eternal life, and they shall," what? "Never perish." Boy, I love that. I'm a Baptist right there. "They shall never perish, and neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." How thankful I am today that I am not in control of whether or not my salvation is secure. No. Lord, I'd have lost it a long time ago. I would have. You would have too. No matter how good you are, or no matter how good you think you are, you aren't good enough to keep salvation that the Lord gave you. And I don't care how good you live, you still can't keep it. You may think you are, but you're not. It's not in yours to control. Yeah, he didn't leave it for us. We'd just do like we do everything else. We'd have botched it up something pitiful. He doesn't leave it for us. That is something that he retains for himself. Jesus said, "I give unto them eternal life. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." Nobody can do that. I love the word of the Lord. I love the fact that in spite of the fact that many times I'm a terrible disappointment to the Lord, I know he is still my shepherd. I know he is the one who still looks after me and cares for me and is the one who keeps me safe in the shelter of his arms. And so thankful for that this morning. Now, I'll keep the notes. I'll use them some other time, Patty.